From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. We'll spend the next few minutes on the day's big story. A federal judge's ruling that Texas's ban on gay marriage violates the U.S. Constitution. District Judge Orlando Garcia issued the ruling in San Antonio based on a challenge from two gay couples. Two of the plaintiffs, Victor Holmes and Mark Ferris, are from Plano. Judge Garcia issued a preliminary injunction to overturn the ban, but put that on hold to give the state time to appeal. Greg Abbott, the Texas Attorney General who's running for governor, said he will appeal. In the written decision, the judge's language was direct. Without a rational relation to a legitimate governmental purpose, he wrote, state-imposed inequality can find no refuge in our United States Constitution. In a moment, we'll look at the potential political fallout of the decision and what happens next in the legal system. First, KERA's Dwali Saikautau reports on the waves of reaction from today's decision.
This new ruling doesn't mean that same-sex couples can get married in Texas, but it's a game-changer for the other plaintiffs, Cleopatra De Leon and Nicole Demetman of Austin.
We've already cried several times. You know, I'm still shaking.
That's Demetman, who lives with her wife and 20-month-old baby.
I think I've only been this happy in my life when my son was born and when we got married in Massachusetts.
When Judge Garcia ruled that Texas laws denied plaintiffs access to the institution of marriage and its numerous rights, Demetman says she and her wife felt vindicated.
There's absolutely no credible argument that anybody on the other side can proffer in order to justify discriminating against us. You know, maybe the Fifth Circuit will be the first court to disagree, and if that happens, then we'll take the next step. But we're very hopeful that they will see things our way.
Not a chance, says Jonathan Sines of Austin-based Texas Values.
This is just the beginning of an epic battle on marriage in Texas that the Texas people will ultimately win. We know that because the Texas people have spoken on this issue in 2005, overwhelmingly supporting the definition of marriage as between one man and one woman.
Sines is a lawyer who attended the initial hearing by Judge Garcia several weeks ago.
This is one of the most egregious forms of judicial activism of our generation by this judge, Orlando Garcia. This is not the state legislature. And that's important because if this issue was in front of the state legislature, gay advocates would have zero chance for success on this.
But Pastor Jim Matulski of the Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ in Dallas, says, hold on.
As a minister and as a Christian, there's so much division around this issue that tries to pit religious people against gay people. And as a religious person, I want to say that I'm in favor of equal marriage rights. And I think that there are many other people who feel the same way.
He says he's been presiding over same-sex ceremonies for 43 years.
You know, it's time. It's time. It's time. This is a hopeful sign that they will no longer have to go out of state to receive the same kind of marriage rights and recognition that's available to people in other states currently.
In Plano, Bob McCraney at Texas Pride Realty sees this ruling as a sign.
I think you're seeing a wave of acceptance and a wave of change in America that's accepting gay and lesbian marriage. You're seeing some last-ditch efforts in Arizona and Kansas to be able to deny people service after they've been married.
The gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community doesn't want special rights, he says. We just want to be equal under the law. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.
Some of the big players in the gay marriage drama in Texas are also big players on the state's political stage. KERA's Shelley Koffler reports on the impact today's decision might have on this election season.
In 2005, Texans overwhelmingly voted to ban gay marriage. It was that vote many Republican politicians cited Tuesday in condemning Judge Orlando Garcia's ruling. That includes GOP candidate for lieutenant governor Todd Staples.
I can assure you that Texans will not stand by while an activist federal judge overturns the express will of the people.
Staples, who's running to unseat Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, authored the constitutional amendment defining marriage as between a man and a woman. He believes the judge's ruling is a violation of states' rights.
He's calling our state constitution unconstitutional. And so I think that's the real crux of this particular ruling here. And the mere fact that he stayed his own ruling recognizes that he's on thin ice and it's uncharted territory.
Governor Rick Perry agreed, saying it is not the role of the federal government to overturn the will of our people. Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst promised to fight what he called the activist federal judge. Many Democrats, however, were equally outspoken in favor of the ruling. Manny Garcia with the Texas Democratic Party said the move towards same-sex marriage will get loyal Democrats to the polls.
Texas Democratic Party was one of the first southern states to include marriage equality in our party platform. We have a significant portion of our base that very much care about equality and fairness, and this will excite them.
Gubernatorial candidates Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis have long staked out their positions on the issue, and they reacted carefully. Abbott, as attorney general, is defending the state's ban on gay marriage in court. His state office said Abbott will appeal the decision, though he recognizes there are good people on both sides. Davis's campaign released a statement saying all Texans who are committed to spending their lives together should be allowed to marry. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says there's good reason for both Abbott and Davis to be cautious.
Wendy Davis has been very clear that she understands she's running for governor of Texas, and Texas is a conservative state, so she has downplayed the abortion issue in favor of a broader women's rights issue. I think that she will downplay the same-sex marriage issue in favor of a broader theme of equality and of civil rights.
Gilson says Abbott will want to make sure he doesn't alienate a group of people and encourage them to vote for his opponent.
Attorney General Abbott will be able to give those issues a fairly wide berth.
Gilson says the issue may be good political fodder for candidates trying to attract activist voters in next week's primary. But candidates like Abbott and Davis competing in November probably won't make this a key issue. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.